Right now, though, we want to bring in the senior editor of China News for the Epoch Times, Dr. Dana Chang, to talk about several items going on in that part of the world. And Dana, thanks for being with us this morning. And let's begin with the coronavirus. Obviously, spikes in cases in states across the country. Phase three of reopening begins here in Virginia tomorrow, trying to avoid a spike here. But there's been a new outbreak in Beijing, trying to get a hold of that. Give us the latest on that.
Well, Beijing has literally shut down a lot of communities. And so you will not announce to the outside it locked down the city, but it has canceled many flights and blocked traveling between Beijing and other provinces. And there are community compounds that blocks and blocks of those buildings have been blocked. The people going in and out have to check the temperature. Everyone has a digital health code, and it can be green, yellow, or red. If a person, because they track down everyone, if a person has been in contact with someone infected, it will be red. Then you can't go anywhere. So everyone is greatly under control, per se.
So this, I was just going to ask you, so the way this is being handled in Beijing, what is the domino effect for that, if any, here in the U.S. and here in Virginia?
We don't know how serious it is. CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, continue to block the information, and how dangerous it is to the rest of the world, we're not clear. Beijing is the heart of the China, is a political center. So how this will affect the near future of China, we don't know. We have no one know where the top CCP leaders are right now. If they are in Beijing, their life are threatened. If they are out of Beijing, their power might be threatened. So it's mysterious where they are. So for this to continue to spread in Beijing, you will greatly shaken the leadership of Communist Party.
Do you think Beijing's gotten a grip on this outbreak as widely reported, or do you think that's a smokescreen?
Oh, no, this, no one can control this. No one can control it. And they always want to say, we got it under control, and American is a system that has no ability to control it. So our system is more superior, and Communist Party is a better leader. That's their propaganda they have been carrying every day, every month, every year, and grab with every opportunity.
We're talking to Dr. Dana Chang, the senior editor of China News for the Epoch Times. Let's shift gears and talk about the big meeting between Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and China's top foreign affairs official in Hawaii. What went off the rails with this meeting?
I think Pompeo stated Americans stand, and China, I'm trying to send the Yang Jieci to kind of a cool down. Maybe they want to cool down. Maybe they want to, I mean, the sanction on individuals is a great threat to CCP leaders. And the Hong Kong issue and other, like a trade issue, they are scared. So the Yang Jieci basically say, oh, we are going to carry out our commitment of our trade agreement. That's basically saying we will buy you. We will buy you. And they just, you know, don't give us the pressure. They want to buy out America. I mean, they buy leaders. But of course, Pompeo will stand by the principle. So nothing came out of that meeting. And that's almost like a notice before to each other before the war. So after the meeting, immediately the Congress started to discuss Hong Kong national security law. That's an indication that nothing came out of that meeting. And today it has passed. And so there will be no one country, two system anymore. It will be one country, one system. Hong Kong's freedom is gone.
Dana, before I let you go, I got to ask you about North Korea and blowing up this joint liaison office a couple weeks ago. Obviously, the rhetoric has been ramped up since that time. What is Kim Jong-un trying to accomplish here? What's his end game?
Well, oftentimes when they try to attack someone Korea, they are trying to express frustration with the United States. But they dare not to challenge the United States, and they would challenge someone smaller. That's what they do.
Thank you so much for the insight. We appreciate your time this morning, and have a great day.
Thank you.